Friends, let us pray. God of the empty tomb, feed us in the green pastures of your holy word. For you crawled into the cradle at Bethlehem and climbed the cross at Golgotha to make us one with you. Find us now by the power of your Holy Spirit through the gift of your word. Startle us with the amazing truth of your Son's resurrection. For we ask all of these things in your name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, now a reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, starting in verse 1 and going until verse 10. Listen for God's word to us today. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of the Lord. The earth shakes. The ground shifts under our feet. The solid footing becomes like rushing water and treading the boundary of loss and pain and suffering and death. Shakes us up, shook up. As images of an 800-year-old cathedral, once solid and fixed in a picturesque Parisian horizon, suddenly melts into a charred pile. Shook up. As a young Florida teenager plots and plans to recreate the Columbine shooting and then decides to take her own life. Shook up. Shook up with losses both national and personal. Death, whether recognized from a distance or close up in the face of a loved one. We are a people that are often shook up. And these seismic disturbances deep within us and far below the surface move with tremendous power. Like silent pulses of malevolent power. Spiritually and practically speaking, the effects of which are tremendous. The sidewalks that we walk without even a thought suddenly become uneven rocky paths. The ordered landscape of a lawn freshly mown, possibly one that we have seen countless times, 1,000 times, looks different through tear-stained eyes. It seems as if all the gardens tended and parking lots marked with precise spaces become tragic, unrecognizable war zones of loss. Friends, here on planet Earth, we often get shook up. You know, Easter morning is a mere 3 days after the crushing earthquake of Jesus' death, and death is the most powerful and deepest disturbing event in human experience. It is not a natural process. It is not an expected event, no matter the context. Death is the disturbance that shakes us all up. And so here it is. On the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, the earth began to shake near the rim of that garden tomb. And here with the early morning light, a stone begins to roll and a pathway to death becomes something else. Things begin to shake. The ground shifts again. And in this graveyard, the two Marys and a couple of guards try to find their footing as the earth gives way and shifts and tilts under something new. It is the same fearful shaking that tore the temple curtain in two and shook the day into dark night when Jesus cried his last words. The shaking is back, with a searing peal of thunder and the blinding bolt of lightning that visits both cross and tomb. Friends, we know from this passage and from our own lives that death is the lightning flash that illuminates the shadow of grief. When death comes for the ones we love, it is much like the flash of a lightning seen before our eyes. Its brief intensity and white-hot heat lingers and blinds us. We can't seem to see the world the way we used to. Familiar places like kitchen tables and patios and ice cream shops look and feel different. They shake under our feet. There is a disturbing seismic activity of grief that is in our bones. Death is when the ground we walk feels slippery, broken, slow-moving, and treacherous, and it's hard to get our bearings. And it is no different from those that are gathered outside this garden tomb. When the earth shakes again, when the ground beneath their feet shakes again, what will happen? We, like them, may ask God in a lonely, wounded voice when the earth begins to shake again, what are we to do? And who are we to be? The answer is an Easter Sunday morning whisper that starts slow and then begins to move and to shake and to powerfully express a purpose in the midst of broken hearts. We're shook up this morning. Yet this time we are shaken and stirred with a terrible beauty. The shaking begins, and again the stone rolls away, and that which was lost and gone and cast to the shadows stands up and walks out and says hello. Now I want you to know something. Like those guards and like those two Marys, we would be shook up nonetheless if we would have been in that moment, if we would have been outside that tomb to see that which was gone and dead stand up, walk out, and say, hello. How can we live in this shook world? And on this Easter morning, God shakes the answer loose. God frees Jesus from burial wraps. God deploys the one thing that can reassemble the broken landscape racked by the seismic activity of death. Resurrection. Now, the Hebrew Scriptures, they try to prepare us for death, telling us that there's a time for everything under the sun, for birth and death, laughter and tears, dancing and mourning, seeking and losing, forgetting and remembering. But on this Easter morning, the salty witticisms of King Solomon, they seem just about as deep as an Amazon merchandise review of a coffee grinder. When we're faced with exploring the idea of there being a time under the sun for the dead to stand and to walk and to say hello. Such a time as that would undoubtedly be a shaking of the earth, the rolling away of a stone, a time of lightning flash and angel messages of new life. By death we are all shook up, and by the resurrection we are all shook up. what I want to know. And maybe you're with me in this question. When will the time come when that which has been all shook up becomes steady, calm, crisp, and clear? Well, by our faith, the answer is given at the opening of a tomb in a garden that is really a graveyard. Because it shakes us to know something deeply. But this time it is a steady shaking, a restoration of a purposeful orbit in the often chaotic trajectory of life. You see, when the lightning stops and the guards are finished passing out and they're done becoming white with terror, there's a message given. There's a word that's spoken, and it is with those words that we gather this day. It's those words that we can hear even when we're shook up. And those words are deeper than any ancient myth. They're words that are more durable than any literary allusion. These are the words, much like any words spoken to us from the mouth of the one we love as they die. Jesus says, hello. He says, hello. Man, I hope he spoke it with an impish grin. I hope he spoke those words with an ironic wink. Hello. After the earth shook and the lightning flashed and the very much living guards looked like dead men, hello, he says, tender as a parent to a child. Hello, he says, filled with mercy. Hello, says God's Son, back from the dead. It is the hello of Jesus that speaks so clearly to our days. Our days, like the grass of the field and the flower of the garden, fading back to the dust. Our days, like the wind passing over and heading out to the distant shore. It is God's hello in Jesus Christ, spoken at the lip of that garden tomb on the edge of the world where the ground shifted and something changed forever. We're called to remember that hello, no matter how shook up we may be. Now, friends, I want you to look to your left and to your right now. Look to those sitting next to you. In this very space and in this very moment, the deep truth we hunger for is found right next to you. For behold, we and they are the ones who have seen all types of things. The ground has shook under our feet, and we've had to say our goodbyes to the ones we love. We've watched our children grow. We've watched our parents die. We've witnessed with mysterious wonder as youthful faces of our lovers age. We've delighted in friendships and saw the skin of our grandparents become like parchment. We saw friends die. And we know that the earth will always shake. The world is all shook up. It is the way of things. It is the manner of our predicament. And yet gentle is the river that carries us to this Easter Sabbath morning with the relentless hello of Jesus that showers us, quenches us, and carries us through life until the moment of our deep shaking through the portal of death and to the shores of the timeless stream of God's enduring mercy. We're here this morning. We may be all shook up, but we've heard the hello of God's only Son spoken on lips that have tasted death. Therefore, we know that we are not yet what we shall be, but we're on the way. The journey is not finished. It is actively going on. This is not the end. It is the right road to walk down. Go ahead to Galilee, says the angel. Friends, at present, everything does not gleam in glory, but everything will be okay and everything will be all right because we have heard from Jesus the hello spoken to us at the opening of a tomb, which has always been a goodbye. But God can shake things up as well. Beyond the pain is the silence right before the hello of Jesus. And after that widening gap of loss is the power that surges and urges us to the place where the ground is firm and the hellos are forever. Do not languish in the stony landscape of death's violent shaking. God will shake things back into place. This we must believe. This we must hold on to. This is our task this morning. We are here to be shaken back with the hello of Jesus, to know the love that sings beyond the music, that soars in ever youthful grace, that is ever ready to carry us through the frozen pain of death. Friends, the hello of Jesus can shake us back. The hello of Jesus helps us to be ready at last to see the forever joyful and simple reality that weaves our grief with a fiery thread to journey above and beyond death. And so, hello to each of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.